Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Today we're airing the second part of the CEF of Illinois ministry report that I shared at our recent fundraising event with Dr. Robert Morgan called America Needs a Miracle. Looking back at this 2020 year, it's amazing to me to see how God has led, how God has provided, and how God has opened doors for ministry that we had thought were closed. Our God truly is the miracle-working God who makes a way even when there seems to be no way. We hope you enjoy listening to the second half of the CF Ministry Report, which is simply meant to be a testimony of praise to our Lord.
And then the fall season came, and so then the staff, again, you know, were like, okay, you know, this is what the Lord did. You know, he led us to, you know, social media, and then literature ministry, and then the 5-day club, but what about the schools? And so we had to take it basically district by district. So some schools, we are, you know, they're doing different things, but we're starting to see in Southern Illinois, maybe because they can a little bit more looser down there, I don't know. And so we were able to be back into some of the schools in Southern Illinois, not very many. But then I am so thankful for some churches that are, you know, that we're doing Good News Clubs or say, you know what, this isn't going to stop us just because we can't be in the school. That's not going to stop us. And so they're sending their buses, they're sending their vans, and they're picking up the children. One of our Good News Club church partnerships in Lincoln, Illinois, they used to do two after school Good News Clubs in the school, and then their school district shut down into e-learning, and there happens to be 5 elementary school. They said, that's okay. You know what? We always wanted to do 5 Good News Clubs anyway, so how about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday after school is over, we'll open up the doors of our church, and the kids can come in. We'll help them with e-learning. We'll give them a snack, and then we'll teach them God's Word. So they went from 2 Good News Clubs to 5. Isn't that amazing? And this is a COVID year, so the ministry didn't shrink, didn't stop. It expanded. Last time I knew, you know, 2 to 5, that's an expansion. That's a multiplying effect. And so this is what God's been doing. And also, like every Monday, if you were to come to our state office here in Peoria, not in our backyard, but in our front lawn, we have just beautiful volunteers that are coming to show God's love to the children. And many of you are here tonight. And so then one of our volunteers, Bill, he said, you know, let's have the kids come a little bit early and let's have a kickball thing. And so now the kids are coming an hour before Good News Club to play kickball, and I heard this story. I don't know if I'm going to tell it right or not, but I guess he was telling one of the kids, you know, hey, you're safe. And this boy was like, what's this? That's not safe. That's the cross. He goes, yeah, that's Jesus, you know, safe in Jesus. And so I guess he got a chance to lead another one of the children to Christ. And so we're just seeing what God is doing, that we can still, we want to be in person ministry with the children as much as we can. So we're doing in-person ministry with the children, whether that's in the school, not very many, but we're seeking to do that as the Lord opens them up district by district, to in the churches, and also in homes. That same grandmother I told you about, she's now starting a Good News Club in her home. But some other ways that we're continuing to minister to children is not only in person, and also, by the way, we're doing party clubs too. So if anyone's interested in a pumpkin party club, Thanksgiving party club, I heard we just had a pumpkin party club last week and it was 50 degrees outside, a little cold, but you know, we'll keep on doing whatever we can any way we can. But another way we're doing a new kind of ministry is called Zoom Good News Clubs. How many of you ever heard about Zoom? Maybe even thought about maybe you should have bought Zoom stock, maybe. and so we're doing Zoom Good News Clubs, and we have about a half a dozen clubs starting around our state through this online thing called Zoom, and it's actually working. And I just heard 2 weeks ago that a little girl came to Christ through a Zoom Good News Clubs. You know, the gospel is still the same. It's the power of God unto salvation. And we're continuing our social media ministry. We're continuing our literature ministry and all the creative ways that God is just, I just want to unleash your staff to think outside the box and say, you know what? What can we do to minister to children, to share the gospel with them, and also to bless churches and families again for such a time as this? Right before the fall ministry came, I got a phone call from one of my local directors. His name is Mike Fox. And he said, you know what, Katrina, we've been doing this backpack distribution ministry for several years now. And he said, I'm just so sick and tired of looking at my calendar and writing canceled. cancel, cancel. He said, I was almost going to cancel this, but I decided, no, we're going to go forward with our backpack distribution ministry. This was back in like August. And this is what he called me. And so he told me he was going to go forward with it. I said, okay, well, let's pray. And then I said, well, let me know how it goes. And then he called me after the event, and he said, this is what God did. He said they had exactly 158 backpacks left over from 2019, and they decided, well, we don't know how this is going to do a curbside pickup for this year. He said, so we decided we weren't going to get any more, just see, you know, how the response was. And they had exactly 158 families, no more, no less, that showed up on the curbside to pick it up, drive by with their car. But they didn't just hand them a backpack with school supplies. It was also gospel materials in there too. Also a recorded flash drive with a gospel presentation. But not only that, then they asked each family, 158 cars, 158 families, if they could pray with them. And the people were just so thankful, and they were asking for specific prayer. And there were even Hindus and Muslims that were part of the 158. And so Mike told me, he says, Katrina, you know what I did. He says, I didn't just pray for them. I prayed the gospel to them. And so 158 families were prayed for and shared the gospel through prayer. And this is what we saw God do. How could we have ever thought that, you know, what God would do is like what Chris was saying, is that it's, you know, we could have never come up with this on our own. But as when we saw how, you know, we were not able to go on in our own strength, in our own might, that what God did is he just threw wide open up the doors, and he made a way by his Spirit, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. And so I can't tell you what's in store around the corner. I don't know what 2021 holds, but all I know after what all of us have gone through, that our God is more than able to equip his people through unlimited supply, through his Spirit, through his word, through the power of the gospel, to give us all we need to do the work that he has called us to do until Jesus takes us home, or until Jesus comes back. And that's what we want to do. About a month ago, I heard a song. There was an event that was held at Washington, D.C. It was called The Return. And it was like Franklin Graham was doing like a group of Christians that were going around together. And actually, Dr. Robert Morgan was part of that. And they were going around praying for revival in our nation. In 2 Chronicles, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven, and I will hear their prayers, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. And there was another group at the same time, is called The Return, turning back to the Lord. And so I was watching that, and there was a song that was played there in the green grass of the Washington Monument there. And there was a song that was played that was called The Waymaker. And I guess I just never had heard that before. And I got so excited, and I remember texting Chris, or my camp director. I said, we just got to do this for our program with Dr. Robert Morgan. It's, you know, America Needs a Miracle. And I just love the words of this song. It says, he is the way maker. He is the promise keeper. He is the God that does miracles still today. Even if you feel like he's not working, he's working. If you don't see that he's not working, he's working. He's the one that brings light in the darkness, because our God is the way maker. He makes the way. And you know, all I got to say is, you know, God has showed us that he is the way maker. He's providing all that we need to do his work by his unlimited supply through his Spirit. And I was thinking, why does God do that? Why does God show his people and maybe put us through difficult times, you know, like a vice press? Why does he do that? To show us that he is more than able, and he is still the way maker and the miracle worker still today. But why does he do that for his people? So that we'll be so strong, not in ourselves, but in our dependency on the Lord. And we'll point up and we'll reach out to the boys and girls and the people all around us. And we'll say, you know what? Our God is still the way maker, because he is. Jesus is the way. And I tell you what, that's what this ministry is all about. Just like that one-way sign where Earth was, what Chris was saying, it's all to say to those precious boys and girls, Jesus is the way. The Waymaker, still today.
worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you.
Stop working, you never stop, you never stop working. Even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
God truly is the miracle worker, the promise keeper, and the way maker still today. Nothing can stand against God, and nothing can stop God's gospel from going forth to the nations. Why? Because as Zechariah 4:6 says, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Thanks again for your prayers and support for this ministry and our CEF of Illinois ministry throughout the year. May we all be faithful to proclaim his gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, until he comes again. Thanks again for listening. And if you haven't heard it yet, Merry Christmas.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699. Or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
I don't want to forget, so please tell me again.